listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. More than 80 public schools across WA are set to be impacted by today's teacher union strikes, including 11 across the Wheatbelt and Goldfields Esperance regions. 9 schools will reopen from lunchtime, while Wongan Hills District High School and Avonvale Education Support Centre will close all day. Union President Matt Jarman says they're fighting for better pay and conditions.
It's important for our regional members to get involved because their voice simply isn't being heard. They don't have the services that are available to others in the city, and in that sense, the challenge is even greater.
A new report has revealed the Eastern Goldfields Regional Prison Mother and Child Cottage has never actually hosted mother and child residents. The latest inspection review finding more support is needed for mums at the facility. It's offered 13 recommendations, including allowing kids to come for extended stays. New research has predicted a grim outcome for WA forests, which are on track to entering a collapse. It follows record summer temperatures and little rainfall across the regions. WA Forest Alliance's Jess Boyce says it's the worst they've ever seen it.
The last one was mostly contained to the Northern Jarrah Forest, which stretches a bit further north than Perth to down to Collie, but this one's much more widespread. We've got reports from Kalbarri and Shark Bay and down to Denmark and even Esperance.
Construction on Kalgoorlie Boulder's Anzac Drive Industrial Estate is set to get underway later this year. It follows the state government's $20 million investment, which is set to welcome 22 new industrial lots as part of a plan to inject $300 million annually into the city's economy. Once completed, the project is expected to create more than 850 permanent jobs. In sport, big wins in the Goldfields Footy League women's competition. Railways continuing its undefeated season, beating Kambalda 116-0. Kalgoorlie were also kept scoreless against the Mines at 63-0.